Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Number five, give honor to his wife. Now, this is extremely important, to give honor to his wife. Not only is he to love, but he's to give honor to her. That means he's to treat her as if she's the most important person in his life, because she really is. Because after the children are gone, who left? I mean, if you live long, if you have a long life together, the children get up, they grow up, they get married, they move off, and then who left in the household? Husband and wife, right? So when all your friends gone, as you grow older, all your friends, some of them gone on to glory, your children have moved off, got their own life, ain't nobody there but the husband and the wife. So you have to honor one another. That means that he is to intentionally give attention and consideration to her, to treat her with special care. It means to highly value her, to treat her graciously, to handle her respectfully, to treat her like a prized treasure that is very precious to him. And most men just won't do that for their wives. They just kick their wife to the curb, talk to them any kind of way, handle them any kind of way, cuss them out. No honor at all. And then want to stand up and say, submit. Ain't nobody going to submit to that. Your dog won't even submit to you kicking him around. You kick a dog enough, I'm going to tell you, he's going to get gone. You disrespect a dog, he's going to stop coming around you. My brother got a dog at home. All I got to do is put the water hose on him. My daddy done trained him. Whenever daddy want to get rid of him, he spray water on him. So when he see my daddy walk to the water hose, he gone home. That dog said, "You ain't going to disrespect me. You ain't putting no water on me today." Last time I was out there, they say they tried to call him over, and he said, "Uh-uh, I ain't coming." He just sat there in the yard and said, "Uh-uh, y'all ain't treat me right today. I ain't coming. You can call all you want to call. I ain't coming over there because you finna put that water on me today." Even a dog know he ain't supposed to be disrespected. Give honor to his wife. That's his responsibility, to honor her, treasure her. Treat her like she's the most important person in your life. Don't put nobody else in front of her. Right? If you dating somebody, and they ain't honoring you while you dating, don't even much expect it after you get married. I had a guy come to me. He's a friend of mine. When I was at Southern, he had already graduated, so he would come down on weekends, and I'd give him my bed. I say, "Look, you sleep in my bed. Don't get a hotel room. Man, I sleep on the couch today. You can sleep in my bed." And so he came over one day, and man, he was beat up. He had bruises all over him, cuts on him. And then he bent over and he said, "Greg, look," and he parted his hair and a big old dent there, this big gash in his head. I said, "Man, what happened to you?" He said, "Man, that girl I'm about to marry. We got into it. She was throwing pots and pans and she hit me with a skillet." I ain't lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. And then he come get wisdom for. He said, "Greg, you got a lot of wisdom. You think I ought to marry her?" I said, "Man, look, I didn't want to be disrespectful. You know, I wasn't, he my friend. You know," I said, "Man, I don't know." That's why I said, "Man, I don't know." I said, "Man, she beating you up and y'all ain't even married yet. Man, I don't know if I married somebody beating me before we got married. It's going to get worse." If he beating you, hitting you, kicking you before you get married, you got all the warning sign you need to walk away. Well, I love him. I love him. I love. Shut up! You need to check out these things before you fall. That's what he told me. He said, but Greg, I love her. I said, well, man, just go ahead and marry her. Just know you're going to get beat up every now and then. Just, you taking it while y'all before y'all get married. She going to have a legal right to beat you. She can beat you legally. You know, it's not legal to do that. But you know what I'm, y'all get the point what I'm making. Now she married to you. She feel like she own you now. Beating you before she married you, before you say I do. See, it ain't just men that abuse women. So watch it, Brandon. Brandon say, ah. All right, number six. I thought this was going to be real quick. I thought I'd give y'all these 6 points and we'd be through. I'd say this is going to be a short message. Treat her as a joint heir, as a partner in the affairs of life, not as a piece of property, not as your housekeeper, your maid, your cook, your personal slave, your sex toy, or your insignificant other. She has to be a partner, a joint heir of God's grace. That once you get married, there's a part of your inheritance that you can only get it with your husband or your wife. See, there are a lot of people say, well, I'm married. I just get all that God want me to have. No, it ain't. Not when you get married. When you're single, you can get everything because it's just you and him. Your prayers can be hindered once you get married. So you are a joint heir. There's a joining together. And you have to treat her as a partner. You have to treat her like a partner. You have to make her feel a part. That you don't just make decisions without even talking to her. She's a partner. Amen. Now, Cece and I can discuss things. And she can give me her opinion on things. Give me her take, her insight, her wisdom. And I take it and evaluate it, but if I feel like God telling me something different, I say, yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate that. But this is what we need to do. All right? Somebody got to make the decision. And once I make the decision, then that's it. She know ain't gonna always agree with her. Right? Because you don't agree don't mean you're supposed to be mad at one another, not talking to each other now. I done made some mistakes where I didn't listen to her and then found out it was the wrong thing. I thank God she didn't say, see that? See? If you didn't listen to me, see that? All right. Number seven. Don't be bitter against her. Bible says, don't be exasperated. That means don't lose your mind. Because how many of you know sometimes these women can make you want to lose your mind? He say, don't be bitter. Don't hold your anger. Don't be bitter against her. He put that in there for the man. Now, don't be bitter against her because he know that woman going to rub you the wrong way sometimes. Ain't I'm telling the truth? Any guy, any brother can say amen? Amen. They can make you so mad. Don't be bitter against them. In doing these things right here, these seven things, if a man will concentrate and focus on doing things following the prescription that God has laid out in the scriptures, then He will meet the basic needs of his wife for affection, for affirmation that she's the one and only, for security, and for romance, and all those other needs that make up her complex personality. Because women are very complex. But if a man will do these things, then God designed a marriage relationship that if a man will just follow the instruction and do that, then he'll be taking care of every need that she has. Amen. That's a prescription right there, men. It is to love, to nourish, to cherish, to have revelation, to honor, to be in partnership with your wife, and to not be bitter toward her. That's the recipe right there. That's the prescription. Now, let's talk about the wife responsibilities. Actually, there's really only two responsibilities that the wife got. Actually, three if you add a few other things related to family. There's more than that, but I'm talking about two really major, we're going to say cornerstones. The first one is that she is to submit to her husband as to the Lord. Now, the word submit means to arrange under, to be subject to obey, to yield to one's admonition or advice, to place oneself under authority, and catch this one, to adapt herself to him. It is the woman's responsibility to adapt herself to the husband, and not necessarily for the husband to adapt to the wife. Now, that's according to the scripture. But how many of you know women want to mold that man? I almost got him trained. All right. I'm training him how I want things. You're adapting him to you. Okay, now you want to know why you got dysfunction? That's why your relationship is dysfunctional, because you're out of order. Because you want everything your way. I'm going to say with a lot of women, it's their way or the highway. You're going to do it my way or things ain't going to be nice around here. And the world has even got a slogan. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Now, it ain't supposed to be like that because mama ain't supposed to be the thermometer. She ain't supposed to be the one setting the temperature. Who's supposed to set the temperature? The husband is. Right? See how we done adapted all that stuff from the world? If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So everybody keep mama happy. So the whole family adapt to who? And really they should be adapting to dad. See how backwards it is? And then you got a bunch of men walking around that don't have no self-esteem. No get up, right? Glory to
God. Glory to God. You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 131.